threaten him. We see that the president and the princess assault to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom. And they could not, amen. But that excellent spirit that was in Daniel helped him through his life, amen. But they could not find any occasion or any fault for as much as he was faithful, amen. There was no error or fault found in him. And when then we see that those princes and presidents, they sought to find fault in Daniel's God, amen. I know you can, we can mess with one another, amen, or we can have somebody mess with us, but amen, you better not start messing with our God, amen. We see here that the presidents and the princes, the governors, the counselors, the captains sought to establish a royal statute that whosoever asked a petition of any god or man for 30 days that shall be cast into the lion's den. In verse number 10, the Bible says this. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed. Amen. I thank God Daniel stood his ground. Amen. Daniel knew that this decree had been signed. This decree had been sealed and was not going to be changed. That they said if any man for 30 days or any person for 30 days sought after a other god than King Darius, they would be cast into the lion's den. Daniel knew this. And going forth, what did Daniel do? He went back to his place with the windows open, and he bowed on the floor. He kneeled on the floor 3 times a day and prayed and asked supplication and desired to hear from God. Amen. We see this in God's Word. Then those men found Daniel praying. Can you imagine what was going through Daniel's mind as he bowed down, knowing what was against him, as he bowed down there on that floor, knowing that if anybody seen him, that there was a chance that he was going to the lion's den and he's going to be cast in. And sure enough, the princes, the presidents, all those 120, amen, I believe they kept their eyes on him. And they were watching him to make a mistake. Amen. I don't know about you today, but I feel like I'm being watched. Amen. I feel like as a Christian that I'm being watched through this whole dark world. Amen. These men found Daniel praying and making supplication to his God. Amen. Those men and had went to Darius, and Darius was displeased, I believe, off a little course here, that Darius was displeased not only with himself, but with those men that they tried and sought occasion against Daniel because Darius loved Daniel. And I believe King Darius was displeased with himself that he let those people talk him into signing that decree. Amen. Darius was displeased. But he had to stand on his word. He was king. Amen. He had to stand by what had already been signed. He had to stand by what had already been done. And they sent to capture Daniel. In verse 16, as we start here, I want to preach a message starting in this scripture. Lions in a Christian's den. Lions in the Christian's den. Verse 16, the Bible says, then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. King Darius, the king of all these people, his heart is broke because he loved Daniel. And all of a sudden he tells Daniel, your God will be with you. The God that he didn't believe in. The God that he didn't care about because he was king. It was all about him. But that he loved Daniel, he said, there's got to be something with this man. In order for him to go against what's been signed, go against everything that has been done, and all of a sudden, Darius' heart, he said, your God will be with you. Verse number 16, as Daniel begins the journey, the next chapter in his life, they brought him and cast him in the den of lions. And Darius said to Daniel, thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet, and with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. In verse 18, the Bible says, then the king went to his palace, and passed the night fasting, neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste into the den of lions. This right here just goes to show you how much King Darius loved Daniel. But I want us to look not only at that this morning. I want us to think about this old dark world that we live in. As we walk out, the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter number 5 in verse 8, the devil walketh about seeking. I'm sorry, that's in Job, amen. The devil is a roaring lion, the adversary, amen. The devil is our adversary, and he walketh about, amen, seeking whom he may devour. I'm about to get about four different verses rolling out at one time, amen. We see in God's Word as we walk out here in this world that not only us as Christians, walking out here in this old dark world, the devil, he's around us, amen. And what is the devil doing? He's walking about with us, amen. I heard a preacher ask a congregation one time, said, is there anybody the devil today? Amen. Well, I ain't seen the devil today. Well, you may have been walking the same direction he was, amen. I tell you what, when we're walking with the devil, bad things are going to happen, amen. You're thinking in your mind, well, look at Daniel. He was walking with God, and look what's getting ready to happen to him, amen. But I tell you what, I'd rather walk with God and fight the devil, the adversaries of this world, than to fight against God and let the adversary win in my life. It's not good to have the devil fighting with you, amen. It's good to have God fighting with you, fighting against the devil. The devil is going to do everything he can to destroy you, amen. He's going to do everything he can as a Christian to throw you in that lion's den. But us as Christians, amen, we sit in the Christian's den. It's not the lion's den. It's not the world this old world out here. It may be the devil's world, but we don't live for the devil, amen. Us as Christians, we live for our God, our King, the same King that Daniel lived for. The Bible says there, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. As we look here in verse 18, then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. I tell you what, each and every one of us go through something in our life. We face the devil every day as we walk out here into this lion's den, amen. We face the devil every day when we wake up in the morning, amen. But I tell you what, when we wake up on God's side, just as King Darius, he went to his place, and for Daniel's sake, I believe he started fasting and praying, amen, as the Bible says. That's exactly what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to seek God and seek His help when we walk out here into the den of lions, amen. But I tell you what, as a Christian, we're not thrown into the lion's den, amen. The lion tries to come into the Christian's den. But depending on how close you walk with God, amen, depending on how close you are with God, amen, depends on how fast and how fearful the devil's going to run from us. I tell you what, he don't want to be in the presence of God. And if we stay in the presence of God, what is he going to do? He's going to flee from us, amen. That devil, that old lion, amen, I tell you what, he'll flee from him. He'll flee from him, the presence of God. Verse 19, the Bible says, then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste into the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice, and Daniel... And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel to the king, O king, live forever. Amen. We see here in God's Word that that God sent an angel that came down. And what did he do? He closed that lion's mouth. And there was no harm or no hurt was sought upon Daniel. Amen. Because what did Daniel do? He followed after the living God. Amen. I thank God that we have a living God. It just pleases my heart and blesses my heart to know that the one we serve is the righteous one, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Amen. There's nothing that gets by him, nothing that surprises him. We see over in the book of Job. We see over in the book of Job, chapter number 2, and the Bible says, again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said unto Satan, from whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. You and I as Christians know that as soon as we walk out of these doors, we're walking into a world that the devil's got control of, amen. That there's things that are going on. And yes, God may have allowed some things to happen just like in Job's life, amen. But we walk in a world where the Satan is trying to walk about, seeking whom he may devour, amen. But I tell you what, we walk with a God as Christians. Even though we go through things in our life, the Bible says in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I mean, I can't help but to think, as Daniel was cast down into that den of lions, I can't help but to think that he had this verse on his mind saying, Lord, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. But the thing about it is, if we walk out into this world and we don't have Christ with us, how is he going to strengthen us? You know, there's a difference in being saved, having Christ in your heart, and in walking beside God every day. Every Christian, every person that has bowed their head and asked Jesus Christ to save them with a sincere heart is a born-again Christian, amen. But there's a difference between that Christian that don't do anything for God or want to live for God than that Christian that walks with God and prays every day, reads their Bible every day, and goes to church, amen, every week. I tell you what, those are the ones that are bowing on their hands and knees and asking God for the help and for the touch in their lives. And they're the only ones. Amen. I know that the devil walks about seeking whom he may devour. He wants you and you and every single person in here. And he wants to destroy your home. And he wants to do everything he can to lose your testimony. Amen. He don't want you to express anything about God. He don't want you to express anything about his son, Jesus Christ. He don't want you to witness to anybody. I appreciate Brother Bill telling about that lady at the store. And I appreciate that lady more than that, amen. Walking up to that young girl and saying, is there any beer in there? Standing on God's word. If there ain't no alcohol in there, nothing that's ungodly, then I'll buy you groceries, amen. I appreciate people that's going to take a stand on God's word. Amen. I appreciate Daniel taking a stand. What a lesson we can learn right here. Say, well, preacher, how would you like to be thrown in the lion's den? Amen. If I'm serving him, he's going to be with me. He's going to walk with me. He's going to protect me. He's going to go wherever I go. Amen. Yeah, I might face some hard times in this world. I might be martyred at the end of these days. Amen. But I tell you what, I am going to walk with God. And I'm going to walk with him to the end. And I'm going to stand on his word, amen. We ought to take a degree right now with him, amen. That we're going to stand with him. That we're going to walk with him. That we're going to go with him and fight with him until the end, amen. I couldn't help but to think about what Brother Rodney said this morning. I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm going to give you my thoughts and my sights on the first sights that I might see in heaven, amen. I tell you what I want to see, amen. I want to see somebody standing there with some armor and dressing me, amen. Just like they dressed that little bitty fella. What was his name? Amen. Who fought the Philistine? David, amen. I want to be standing there. I want somebody to walk up and I want somebody to put some armor on me. Amen. Because you know we're coming back. If we leave this world before the end of days, amen, we're coming back. We're coming back and we're going to fight with him, amen. I tell you what, we're going to be by his side. And we're going to be dressed from head to toe, amen, with that armor. And that's what I want to see, amen. I want to walk into the gates of heaven, kiss the feet of Jesus, stand up and put my armor on and get my sword. Because I want to fight the devil that's fought me all these years, amen. I don't know about you today, but I'm willing to fight and I'm willing to stand. And as Daniel, he stood. Amen. I can't help but to think that he walked over there and he petted that old lion laying there. And you know there was more than one. He calls it the lion's den, amen. I can't help but to think that he knew that the angel shut his mouth. And he walked over and said, "Hey, kitty, kitty, kitty." Whew. He did do it. My God did do it. He did shut the mouth of the lions. Amen. Just cut them right up to it. It's like, boy, this feels good in a dark, cold, dingy den. Amen. Just cut them right up to it. I believe that next morning he stood up. I believe all night. I don't believe he slept a wink. I believe he was comfortable. But I don't believe he slept a wink because the whole time on his mind was, "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for being with me. Thank you, God, for never leaving me, nor for forsaking me." Amen. I know the Bible tells us that he chastises us. And he does that because he loves us, because we are his children, and he's our Father. Amen. But the Bible says in Romans chapter number 8, verse 31, "What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" Amen. We got to understand and realize in this whole dark world that we got a God in heaven that's the ruler of all things, that's created all things, that stands on our side, walks by our side, and carries us through the valley. Amen. We got to understand he's with us. The Bible says, if God be for us, who can be against us? We got some decisions to make in our life. Amen. Are we going to stand with him and go with him, amen, and that he'll be with us till the end of days? Are we going to go out here in this world and think about those material things, think about all those goodly things that please this old flesh? Is it worth it, church? Is it worth walking out of these doors and going into the world and saying, "Okay, world, please me. Amen, this flesh needs to be pleased." Or walk out into this world and say, "My soul wants to be satisfied with the things of God." Amen. It's up to you. It's your choice. Each and every person in here has a choice to make. We can either walk out of this world and live for the world. And the Bible tells us that we cannot love two masters. For we cannot serve two masters. For we either hate the one and love the other. Amen. You cannot serve God and man. You can't walk out of this church and expect to live in this world and serve God with a pure heart. Amen. I don't know about you, but I fail. I fail each and every day. The Bible tells us, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." I don't know about you, but amen. I've not received my crown yet, amen. I've not put that glorified body on yet, amen. But I tell you what, one of these days I will. And all this is going to be passed away. All things are going to be new, amen. And I want to live for Jesus while I'm here. I want to have the testimony that he's gave me. And I want to proclaim the word that he's gave me. As we learned a couple weeks ago, a couple services ago, that he entrusts us with the gospel, the Bible tells us. He gives us the opportunity to take the gospel and to spread it out. And our life is the gospel we live. Amen. Our life is the life that Jesus Christ lived for us should be the life that we display for others. Amen. But we see here that Daniel, I tell you what, Daniel walked out of that den. He walked out of that den a new man. He had a greater faith in God, I do believe. And the Bible says, "Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God hath sent his angels and hath shut the lion's mouth, that they have not hurt me, for as much as before him was found in me. And also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt." Then was the king exceedingly glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him because he believed in his God. If God be for us, who can be against us? If God be for us, who can be against us? You know, there's the devil. I don't believe he's in here this morning. Amen. Who believes he's in here this morning? I don't believe he is. But I do know one thing for certain. He's standing right outside that door. He's standing right out there. I tell you what, in the last 6 years as I've been preaching and pastoring, I couldn't tell you how many times I've seen him face to face. And I've seen him do things. I mean, service like this, just feel the Holy Spirit just moving within. I mean, at liberty to preach and walk out of these doors, and I feel like he's on my back. I mean, just feel like he's just a monkey, just climbed up on my back, just weighting me down, can't hardly go. All of a sudden, I'm in an argument with my beautiful wife. The kids is just, everything's just thrown out of proportion. Amen. My wife will tell you, sometimes it's been before church, sometimes it's been after church. Just feel the devil just attack you. But you know what you got to do? You got to pray and ask God to rebuke him. I believe that's what Darius done the whole time. He was praying for Daniel, fasting that night. He was saying, God, just rebuke Satan and his demons from me. God, just rebuke Satan and his demons from me. But if you ain't asked that, the God in heaven, your God, my God, the God of all this world, if you hadn't asked him to rebuke Satan and his demons from you, amen, you're shooting yourself in the foot, as the old saying goes. Because the devil, he's a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Have you ever seen a cat? National Geographic, you ever seen those lions and big old tigers walk through the woods? And all they do is just creep around. When they ain't laying down, they're creeping around. They want that prey. They want to see what they can get. They got to fill those bellies up. That's exactly the way our Satan is. The Satan of this world, not our Satan, the Satan of this world is. He's going around seeking whom he may devour. I don't know about you this morning, but I want to walk with God, be with God, stay with God always. He's the one that carries the big stick, amen? We've been left the sharp sword, sharper than any two-edged sword, the Word of God. When we feel like Satan has roared up against us, we need to grab our sword and hit our knees. Amen. If there's anybody here today that's never accepted Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, right here is the weapon of choice. But as a lost person dying and going to hell, I hate to say it like this, but you don't have anything. You don't have any protection whatsoever. He's the only protection that we've got today. And as a child of God, he walks with us, he goes with us everywhere that we go. Zacchaeus, he knew he was coming. He could see him afar off as he climbed that sycamore tree. I don't know about you today, but I don't have to climb a sycamore tree to see him. But I do have to bow on my hands and knees. Be with him. Amen. I'm going to ask Miss Connie if she would come. I'm going to ask you, ever accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Savior? Wouldn't today be the greatest day in your life to accept him? The Bible says in Luke chapter number 22, and while he yet spake, behold a multitude, and he that was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them and drew near unto Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said unto him, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? You know, it's just amazing how we see in God's Word that the one that walked with Jesus, one of his disciples, was the very man that betrayed him. But I tell you what, I got a promise this morning that Jesus would never betray us. He said, once again, he'd never leave us nor forsake us. I don't know about you today. I don't know what you're going through in your life. But I do know as we go through the trials and tribulations of this world, as we walk through the valleys of this world, the only one that can help us and be with us and walk with us wherever we go. As Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego walked through the fire, the God in heaven was right there with them. Amen. The Bible tells us that he's the lily of the valley and he's the rose of Sharon. As we walk through those valleys, amen. He's with us. He said he'd go with us to the end of the world. I don't know about you today. I don't know what you're going through in your life. But I do know the one that can help you. Amen. I tell you this morning, just give it to Him. Just give it to Him and turn it over to Him. Amen. Maybe somebody would like to come and pray and ask God for that help this morning. For whatever trial and tribulation, for whatever test that you're going through this morning, won't you just come and bow down at an old-fashioned altar and ask the God in heaven to help you, amen. Because He's the only one that can. You can get support from your family. You can have people to be there with you, amen. But He's the one that's going to walk through the fire with you. He's the one that's going to go through the den of lions with you, amen. How about you today? Would you come? Maybe there's a person here today that's never accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And you know in your heart that if you was to die today, that you'd go to that awful place called hell. You could come up here to an old-fashioned altar believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That He was born of a virgin, amen. That He died on that old rugged cross for you. He went to that tomb that Joseph had for Him, waiting on Him, amen. And on that third day, He rose from the grave. If you believe those things, all you have to do is ask Him to forgive you of your sins, cleanse you of all that unrighteousness, and to save you from the devil's hell, and come into your heart and live. How about you today? Would you come? Would you come and fall down on this old-fashioned altar and just ask Him into your heart? How about you today? Christian friend, how about you today? How about you today? Maybe you're going through a trial and tribulation in your life. You just want to come and give it to God this morning. How about you today? How about you today? Before we pray, would you come? Would you come? Let us pray. Our Father which art in heaven, God, we just thank You so very much. Lord, I can't express enough, Lord, how much we just love You and thank You, Father God, that You said You'd never leave us nor forsake us. God, that's more than any person in this world can say. And Lord, we just thank You for sticking closer to us than any brother that we could have. God, I just pray, Father Lord, that You'd strengthen us in Your Word. Help us, Father Lord. Lord, as we face these trials and tribulations in our life, God, that You just lead, guide, and direct us, Father Lord, to be obedient to You and stand with You, Father Lord, and stand on Your Word. And God, I pray today, Father, Lord, that You'd rebuke Satan and his demons from each and every person under the sound of my voice, Father. Lord, here today, God, just touch them and help them. And Lord, I pray that You'd burden their hearts, Father God, Lord, to ask of their self and their family, Lord, of their church, Father, Lord, that You'd rebuke Satan and his demons from them, Father. Lord, we just ask You to go with us, to watch over us, Father. Lord, be with those, God, that's not here today for whatever reason. Lord, just touch and help them. God, we thank You for the anniversaries and the birthdays. Lord, just touch and bless them and give them many more, Father God, we pray. Lord, we just thank You for all that You've done and all that You're going to do, God. We give to You all the praise, honor, and glory. For it's in Jesus Christ's name we do so humbly pray. Amen. 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 Anything on anybody's heart? Excuse me. Amen. All hearts free.